The same thing is missing. Father Washington said, George, you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Nord.
From Hollywood, Nord, the division of Borg Warner, manufacturers of America's most modern automatic and conventional washers, electric and gas ranges, water heaters, and home freezers. Originators and world's largest manufacturers of self-defrosting refrigerators, Nord presents The Red Falcon Show. David Rose, his orchestra, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, and the Smith Twins will be me, Roddy Fox. Now, the star of our program, Red Skelton.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, Rod.
Hello, Red. Hey, I hear you were a big success at the dinner the other night.
Oh, yeah. A lot of big stars, then?
Oh, yeah.
The autograph collectors had a cute gag. Huh? They asked the stars to autograph full pages, you see. Mm-hmm. And bit players, they asked to sign their half pages.
Well, why are you so disappointed?
You ever try to sign a spit ball? You know, there were a lot of autograph speakers outside the stage door tonight as I came in, and someone yelled, Red Skelton's in the crowd. They all turned around and looked at me. You know, he's so embarrassed. How sorry I yelled. One guy ran up with his fountain pen, stuck at my arm, and says, would you sign this in blood, buddy?
Gee, Red, has it been pouring out here in Hollywood this week?
Yeah, but I didn't notice the rain was so unusual. Of course, arriving to work tonight, I broke one of my oars. See, they write these during the rainy days, and when the sun comes out, everybody forgets it.
California weather sure has been rugged out here lately. First we have rain, and then it freezes. What do you think is the cause of it?
I think the Chamber of Commerce has overdone it. They tell the rest of the country what wonderful weather we have here in California. Mm-hmm. They've got to convince it's so wonderful that even the eastern weather is moving out here. And you know the song that says, California, here I come. Brother, when you say it nowadays, it means something. You know, the guy sitting in a bar out in the valley, and he says, to the other guys, well, here's mud in your eyes. Just then the whole world came in.
Well, tell me, Red, how's your new electric blanket working out of these freezing nights?
Oh, fine. It keeps me as warm as toast. The toast, when it's time to wake up, it pops me right out of bed. Last night it was really cold, though. I caught it trying to crawl underneath. Last night it was so cold that my pillow and my feet fought to see who'd get under the blanket first. It was so cold last night, my shorts was wearing my long underwear. Hey, to change the subject, you know, Rod, I'm not freezing.
You're not?
No.
Well, let's change the subject anyway. You know, 1952 could be a good year, but I'm really worried about it being leap year.
Oh?
Look at a guy like me doing some pretty girl sites making advances.
This lad should have a man-to-man talk with a 6-year-old boy.
For the Smith Twins now to sing of Grand Central Station.
My father, Keep coming and going and going and coming and going. It's just a situation. I'm in a pickle, but with a whole foundation, how can we make trust? We gotta get started, but I'm not mine. Let's go to town for the station. Already from the cross, it's just a transportation. When you call on me, it's just a transportation. Then we're going to see. My man had a winning, not thinking about a fight. He's living and living and growing to now it's the bottom of the night. They're all afraid that there's something that they're going to miss. Well, darling, I'll tell you one thing. If we get this, I love you. For crying out loud, let's go to join conversation. And go away from it. My mother, my father, my sister, my brother. Let's go to join conversation.
Have you seen the appliances breaking sales records all over the country? It's the new Nord Timeline Automatic Washer. It's so popular, Nord is having a hard time keeping up with its orders. Folks see it demonstrated, and they don't want any other automatic washer. They want a Nord Timeline. It's not just because it costs less than any comparable washer on the market. It does cost less. But what really sells this new Nord is the way it works. From fill to finish, it's completely automatic. There's not even a dial to set. You just press the Timeline button, and Nord fills with aerated water, washes, rinses, spin dries, even cleans itself out without your lifting a finger. Nord's wave agitation gets closed sooner by actual tests than other washers, even ringer types. Nord's five warm rinses leave clothes sparkling, yet actually save water. And Nord spins clothes almost ironing dry with no tangling. Ask your Nord dealer for a free demonstration of the Timeline Automatic. You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Nord. And now we open our Sheldon Shepherd of Satire with the stories on doctors and hospitals. Chapter 34, The Ambulance Driver.
Mr. Lamplock, the phone is ringing.
Well, are you doing it? I
Oh, when I thought it was, this bell ringing or something?
Mr. Lamplock, you better answer that phone if you want to keep your job.
I don't care if I keep my job or not. You understand? I don't care whether I keep my job or not.
Sick people, nothing but sick people around here. Everybody in the place is sick. Everybody's sick. Even the windows have stains.
Now, Auntie. Hello, General Hospital. Private Lump Lump speaking. Well, if we're an accident, okay, Pat O'Tale. I still say I don't care whether I keep my job or not.
You worry for an accident, huh? It sounds pretty serious.
How do you like that, somebody walking in front of a car?
Must have been an out-of-towner. A neighbor would have stolen the curb for him. Is anybody hurt?
Only the driver. He missed him.
Well, the pedestrian laughed so hard that he bent over too far, fell on his head, and broke his neck.
Hello, when did this happen?
2 hours ago.
Look, wise guy, call me back next week, or it'll take us that long to get there.
Why? I'll tell you why.
I'll tell you why it will take us that long to get there, because we have a new ambulance, and they haven't delivered the wheels yet.
Well, let's go pick him up now, because you're going to be the slowest ambulance driver in this country.
Let's go. We'll go pick up this guy. Are we in? Yes, now we are.
You ain't really going to drive, are you?
And why not?
Well, every time you drive, we look in worse shape than the people we pick up.
Well, it ain't time when I drive. We don't have to go so far to the oxygen.
about it, Henry. One
more, you hey, take it easy. Don't go around that curve.
Look, if you are scared, do what I do. Close your eyes. Nothing to worry about as long as one wheel is on the ground.
Well, the only one, Papi, is the spare.
Yes.
Where are we going?
I don't know. Depends on what kind of a life you've led.
Where'd the car come from?
Let's see. The address was ought, double ought, nothing. That's up on nothing street. Here, I know a haircut up this street. I know a shortcut. I'm thinking now, I was up this road here. And see that store.
But really, this is a dead end street.
I know what I'm doing. Oh, well, a lucky break. We will have to wait for the ambulance, too.
Dr. 35, the society doctor, or Kildare, was here.
Oh, good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
Your order?
Yes.
Down to 3 o'clock?
Yes, the same thing you see this last night. Oh. Very like the order. Back at 1 morning.
Well, I have to report.
Oh?
Because a John May took a last suntan sickness, and she's down at the better.
Good. Now we'll get it back. Send you the bill, and she'll say, why did you see?
Well, I'm here to Dr. H.C. Sweden.
$50,000 for a little checkup.
Did you take a call?
No, it was easy. Oh, well, would you call the satellite people and order me a new convertible, will you?
But you have one downstairs now.
I know, but it's heading in the wrong direction. Not only that, the ashtrays are full. send whoever's in the office in, will you?
Good morning, sir. The doctor will see you. Here's my bill, $25.
But I just came in.
I know. We have a special charge. Are you talking to me? You're very patient, Doctor.
I'm very patient, yes. Oh, how are you? I'm a good man. What seems to be the trouble? Speak up, my good man. Speak up. Speak up. Speak up, my good man. Speak up. Speak up. Speak up. Speak up. Speak up.
I'm going to class.
Well,
yes.
The meeting stuff. Well, Doctor, I've been having a little trouble with my ears.
Oh, outside of the fact they're both on the same side of your head.
I don't see anything wrong with it. I'll send some back to Ron Thompson. He's our diagnostician. He's the guy to tell you what's wrong with you.
Yes, Doctor?
Examine this man, will you?
Look, I know what's wrong with me. It's my ears. Step in here and remove your clothing, please. You can only step in here and remove your clothing.
Well, up here.
Step out in here. Take a loan to take a second. You see, I'm only take a second. Here's your bill, $75.
What did you find out there?
Bad ears.
Bad ears? I better send the doctor in a minute.
Hey, let's stop there.
Good night. He was with me the night I saw that in the movie. I got a patent for you. A patent for you.
Something wrong with you,
there. Yes, are you an ear specialist?
Hey, look there. Smile on, look at the
picture. Look there. Yeah.
Wait a minute, look at the wrong one. It's the right ear.
Well, in that case, I can't do anything for you. You see, I'm a left ear specialist.
Hey, how did Dr. Bancroft? He's the right ear specialist.
Never mind, you're making my blood boil.
That'll be $25 for sterilizing your system. Maybe I could help you. What is wrong with your ears?
I keep hearing things.
You keep hearing things, eh? Like people's voices?
Why, yes.
That is strange. Do you hear bells?
Yes.
How about hear bells? You hear bells because of the ringing in your ears.
Well, can you tell me, Doc?
Yeah, take 5 of the seat and you'll be over.
Oh, what are they, Phil?
No, Captain.
It rolls the officer with an old favorite, always.
Helpful watch statements from Jesse Cartwright, co-director of the Norwich Home Economics Department.
When you walk through a curtain, start all the curtains for one room at the same time. Then they'll all hang alike. Use enough light spots to cover them, and you can do that right in your automatic washing machine.
Starting or even tinting curtains is simple in the new Norwich Timeline Automatic, because even though Norwich is completely automatic, every step is right in sight from fill to finish. You just touch the Timeline button to skip or repeat any part of the cycle. What's more, if you have a new Norwich Timeline automatic washer, your curtains will last longer. For Norwich's new wave agitation is so gentle it actually prolongs the normal life of fabric. Yet Norwich gets clothes cleaned by actual tests and other washers, even ringer types. Ask your friendly Norwich dealer for a free demonstration of the new Timeline automatic. Because you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norwich.
Tonight, our Sheldon Sharebrook of satire presents a story entitled The Truth, The Whole Truth, and Nothing But the Truth. Chapter 122 is entitled The Identity. Before a man is separated from the army, he must go through a complete physical checkup. This includes a visit to the dentist. This is the story of Cauliflower McCulloch.
What's that?
I said we're late again.
Well, it's not my fault. You see, they didn't open the guardhouse until just now, you see. Stand back and flamingo the fine.
Thank goodness this is your last day in the army. You're going home. Cauliflower, are you going back to school?
I think I will. Yes, I would like to finish kindergarten.
Why don't you get me out of sight?
Well, Dr. Swingboy, sir.
I thought you said you had a scholarship to Harvard Medical School.
Well, yes, but they don't want me while I'm alive.
Well, there's just one more thing you have to do before you become a civilian house hunter. Take your slip and report to the medical clinic.
Always ordering me around. You know the first thing I'm going to do when I get out of the army?
No.
Not that.
Nobody must have told you.
No, they didn't. No.
Look, will you take your slip and get over to the dentist's office before I beat your brains out?
You're going to beat my brain down? Oh, you Jesus. Why are you going to hit me? Try and knock me straight. You're wasting your time, you
are. Go on and beat it over there, now. Watch that back door. Don't forget that I have bars on my shoulders.
Yeah, I bet you need to have them on your windows, too.
You can get back like that, and I'll have you transferred to the factory
data. Hey, oh, no, no, not far. I'll get over to the dentist's office. Oh, well, you're not behind the plow. You'll never get this. Well, here's the dental clinic. That must be the place that got the stolen scotch bond on the door.
Well, soldier, what can I do for you?
I think you've already done it.
I'm supposed to see Dr. Hoyt, a friend of mine by the name of Hoyt. What's your name? My name's Sal Flormy Clark. Your cell number? Cream of wheat. What's your mother's name?
Mother?
What's your father's name?
I'm sorry, you're missing, don't you see? He died when he was 6 years old.
How could he be your father if he was only 6 years old?
He left a complete book of instructions with mother. And she followed it to the letter. Hey, would you do me a favor, sign me up? Would you answer the phone, please?
You're wrong.
My fault?
You're wrong.
You must have had to tell. I'm a disappointment, man. I'm a private first class.
What's wrong for service?
Oh, it was three, I can hang on. I mean, feel artillery.
What do you do?
I have a very important job, you know.
Oh, really?
Now, every time the gun is fired, I put my finger in the captain's ear.
So how long have you been in the service?
4 years, 6 months, and 10 tons of sand.
Take your paper down the hall.
In that night, there's a little cat with a bell around his neck. Yes, Corporal, sir. I see you later, sir. I see you later now. Mademoiselle from Armentier. Mademoiselle from Armentier. I have some good words, but the trunk of me. I wonder which door I'll go in and see how far this went.
Do you want gas, Colonel? No, I like to feel like a combat man. You can clean my teeth without anesthetic.
Well, boy, he's for here. That was for the officers. Let's see now. Maybe this is for the enlisted men. Mm-hmm. You know, this rival crew replaced the firing squad, you know. I'm getting out of here, boy. I'm getting out.
Oh, just a second, Pirate.
Are you the blinded?
Are you here to have your teeth x-rayed?
Yes, I'm getting out, though.
Oh, just touching me. Oh, Miss Piper.
Yes, boy, Joe.
Prepare to stand for the enemy.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Okay, go ahead. But tell me, for the examination we all got to go through, do you?
Well, nurse, how
did
it look?
Well, this very mole got not too good.
Hmm? Oh, yes. Yes, it does look better.
Take your head out of my mouth, will you?
I'll get your head a bullet. Here, I'll give you the set. The painkiller.
A painkiller? Are you sure it will kill the pain?
This will kill anything. It's your
answer. isn't arsenic poison?
Yes, in a way. 99.9% of the human race is allergic to it. But you may be the 0.1% that arsenic won't hurt. Now, here. Hey.
What's that can be durable at all?
Just hold your mouth open for 1 second.
Oh, yeah, I'll open my mouth. Yeah, don't hurt me. No, please.
Did that hurt?
No, but I could have saved you a lot of time by just handing them to you. You see, I wear four.
This is Rod O'Connor saying, remember, in washers, water heaters, home freezers, refrigerators, and gas or electric ranges, everything Nord's makes, Nord's makes right. Make it a point to go see your Nord dealer this week for a free demonstration of a new Nord Timeline automatic washer. The automatic washer that gets clothes cleaner by actual tests and other washers, even ringer type. The washer that gives clothes 5 warm rinses yet uses less water than average. The washer that does your wash day work for you automatically from fill to spin dry. Yes, see the new Nord Timeline automatic washer at your Nord dealer soon. And now, until next week, this is Red Shelton saying thanks for listening and reminding you that you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Nord. Join us again next week for the Red Shelton Show. Red Shelton is heard in this program for the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studio. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is the CBS Radio Network.